your favorite Best Friend Book Club podcast.
With Liz.
And Pooh.
And Cammy.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Do you want to give the friends a warning at home?
Okay, yes. We're an adult podcast. We say adult things about adult books. We are rated R. Please be mindful of whoever is listening near you. You got about 2 seconds. Go ahead, Cammy, do it.
Fuck.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. Pooh, what the fuck are we yapping about today?
Swift and Saddled by Lila Sage.
I didn't like that. Nope. So it's not better the second time. That's great.
So, guys, we are reviewing Swift and Saddled today. This is a little bit out of our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say?
I would think it more in Pooh's wheelhouse, but like, just because it's a romance, not because of the content.
Let's give you guys 3 seconds to guess who recommended this book. I'm going to hold it up to the audience watching at home. This is the book. It is a cowboy romance. Pretty. Who do we think recommended this book? Take your guess.
Bailey. It was Bailey's a puppy sleeping behind us currently that I'm puppy sitting. It was not her.
If you said Pooh, you would be wrong. It was actually me. It was Gammy. I recommended this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
It's so far out of left field for you, but in the best way.
I know. Dude, let's just start with our spoiler-free review. I think we need to get
there. Yes, ma'am.
Do you guys know if there's any trigger warnings in this book?
There's like talk about depression. I think that's about it.
Yeah,
that's
I think it's really just like mental health. They kind of briefly body talk image about
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
Body image. Yep.
Body and I image. Think, yeah. Self-worth.
I think that's it. Those are your only like trigger warnings for this book.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I think this book is a cute little romance, a cowboy romance, if you will. Let's do our spoiler-free review. I will go first because I recommended this book. I gave this book, again, a 5-star. This is a 5-star read for me. I don't like cowboys. I've never been interested in cowboys before. I don't like the country. I am a city girl through and through, okay? And I think that's actually why I like this book so much. We have a main female character. Her name is Ada, and she is a city girl. And, I think that's, like, where I, like, really got a lot of my love for this book was just seeing a person that is from the city represented in like a country book. I think that's why I like this one so much. I think
I have some news for you about Hallmark movies.
I know. I hate Hallmark movies, but it's okay. Yeah. Maybe I am a Hallmark girly. I don't know.
We can find out.
Okay. So I gave this a 5 stars. I really loved the relationships. I love the people. I love the setting. I love the progression of the story. The smut in the book is pretty good. There's like some pretty good stuff. I wouldn't say it's like amazing. It isn't the best I've ever read. But the story itself, like Lila Sage, give yourself a pat on the back, babe. You made these characters so lovable and so fun. And thank you so much for that. So that's my little spoiler-free review. Who wants to go next?
I guess I'll go next. I gave it a 4 stars on Goodreads when I read it. I only gave it 4 instead of 5 because I truthfully felt like nothing happened in the weirdest way. Like there was a plot, but there wasn't. It was kind of like if someone from HGTV wrote a love story and it was cute. So I gave it 4 stars because she still did so good and it was absolutely adorable and worth reading. But as far as like stuff happening, there just wasn't a whole lot.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's valid.
Who? All right, don't Liz? Get that. Yes, I'm Liz. don't get mad at
Ready
me.
Ready for the anger?
I'm not.
Yes, you will.
So, I originally, right after reading this,
oh god, she's changing her mind. Okay, go ahead.
I gave this 3 stars after I finished it, but I'm gonna be completely honest. I feel like that was a little high. I probably realistically would give it 2.5. 2.5 is average of 5. Like that's not bad for me.
Especially for a romance with not a lot going on.
Yes.
As far as what Liz is used to.
It's not an insult to the book. Like, genuinely, the word charming is, like, the only word I want to use to describe this. Like, it was sweet. It was a really fun, quick little read. I just wanted so much more. Like, I was so interested in like some of the themes it felt like she was going to explore. And then they didn't get expanded upon. And it was just like a very quick little vignettes of a romance, I feel like is a good way to describe this book. And it was sweet and it was charming. It's just not something that I typically gravitate towards, but that doesn't mean it's not the perfect book for somebody else.
It was the perfect book for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't read romance that much. So
not really, no.
I don't think I can be too mad about this.
It's a solid average.
Yeah. All right. So the average rating for the book club is a 3.7.
That's good. That's almost like a 4.
Not good. I feel like that's not good.
No. Okay. We need to talk about this. This is not about this book, but I genuinely think a discussion is necessary about a 5-star rating because 5 stars is so limiting. To me, 2.5 stars means it was an average good book. I'm probably not going to pick it up again, but like it was good.
2.5 stars in the middle. For me is like, ugh, I finished it. Like five star books for me, I give 5 stars because of what they make me feel and how I leave the book feeling. So I'm going off of vibes, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about the writing. Like if I'm giving it a 5 stars, it's because I found it lovely and adorable and it made me feel mm-hmm. a range of emotions. And it was just a good all around book for me.
I agree.
So yeah. I don't need shit to make sense. I don't need there to be a plot. Like I've given just smut books with no plot 5 stars before because of what it made me feel. So yeah. For me, 5 is like, I just love the vibe.
And I think my ratings are strongly based on if I'm going to read it again.
Mm-hmm.
3 or higher, I'll read it again. Anything less than 3, I'm not rereading that book.
I'm with you, Pooh.
Yeah.
I feel like 4 or higher for me, I'm going to reread it. But like 3 or higher, I thoroughly enjoyed it. If I'm giving it a 3, I'm probably not going to pick it up again. Yeah. But I really, really enjoyed it. Okay. 4, I'm probably going to pick it up again, but I had some issues. 5, it was perfect. No notes. And I'm with you. Like, I don't need a book to be like perfectly well written and like the plot perfectly done before everything was done and the prose to be magnificent and X, Y, and Z and all these things. But if something's writing takes me out of the story, then I'm going to start talking about the writing style and why it bothers me. And I'm going to admit, as much as I love the story, like some of the writing in this took me out of the story a few times.
Hmm. Well, let's get into our spoiler-free review. Or I'm sorry.
Our not spoiler-free review. Or so spoiler-full review.
Yeah, that way we can dive into this a little bit more. So if you haven't read Swift and Saddled by Lila Sage, please leave us now. We will miss you. It's okay. We're not mad. We're just a little disappointed. Come back when you've read it. We'll be here for you, babe. It's okay. Also, because we're talking about Swift and Saddled, I think it's fair to say that we might bring up the other books.
I haven't read them, so I will not.
We might bring up the other books, okay?
Maybe at least just to talk about characters.
Because this book follows, this series follows like a family of ranchers, and it is so cute. The rest of the books are really good, too. This one was my favorite, though. So, you guys have been warned. Leave the podcast now. We'll miss you.
Okay, so let's talk spoilers. So what did you guys think? Like unabashed, unfiltered thoughts.
Okay. I loved their cute little romance. This was very much Black Cat, Golden Retriever. Very much. And I like that. He's definitely like a little ball of sunshine who I thought it was interesting that he also struggles with mental health. That was really cute. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was a nice addition to the story. I also kind of love, I'm not going to lie, I kind of love the stupid trope where it's like this girl goes to this place to work for this man. And then she like has a weird one night stand or a weird fling and then surprised that your boss. Like, I love that.
Yeah, I like the boss trope.
I think that's so fucking cute. So the fact that that happened, like their cute little makeout session at the bar and then her rolling up to the farm and being like, what the fuck? Oh, no. I love that. That's a cute little
thing. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing about Ada that bothered me. So we talked a lot about Wes's mental health struggles. We didn't talk about Ada's because they're not really presented as such, but they very clearly are. She really struggles with self-worth. Like she really struggles with the idea that people like her. She really doesn't think anybody likes her. She thinks people just tolerate her. And that's definitely something that came from her previous marriage. I really would have loved to see her find her self-worth through something other than a relationship with a man.
Yeah. through like, her like friendship.
Yeah, like there was
through
such
her work
an amazing
yeah,
opportunity.
But you literally
there.
Got your job from a college friend.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So right. like you're only here because of your college friend.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And still, it's like that's like the person you talk to the least. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Like realize that people other than the man who wants to sleep with you are actually interested in spending time with you. Mm. Like, and it's, they very briefly like have her talk to the other girls and they have that like quick little girls night thing that happens. And then like the other girls help with her out for her date. But I feel like it all revolves around Wes and it would be nice
yeah,
if there were
it
not.
It always
that
feels
like
it's him telling them to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they're there because Wes is their brother or their best friend or their baby daddy's best friend or brother. I don't even remember all the relationships. It was a little complicated, but like, I would have loved them to be like, no, Ada, we love you for you. We think you are awesome and funny and smart and clever and all of these things. Like, I just wanted to see that at least once in this
yeah,
book.
But she was the outsider coming in.
Yeah, so okay? What?
So she was the outsider coming in. And these friendships and these bonds that these girls have, they're literally stemming from childhood. You know, with the only exception of Teddy's, or not Teddy, oh my God, I'm blanking. So Ada's friend from college is also
Teddy.
Yeah, it was Teddy, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, it was Teddy.
I no, think it was Teddy. Teddy who got it. Yeah, that's who got her the job. That's what I mean. You
I
did
Teddy,
have a friend.
I thought Teddy didn't go to college. I thought Teddy stayed home.
I don't.
No, she went to college.
Yeah.
Really? Because I thought it was.
I think she left early.
What's
right?
the sister's
to come
name?
Back to her
Ada
dad?
Did.
What's the sister's name?
Emmy.
Emmy. I thought Emmy went away to college and Teddy stayed home.
No, Emmy did riding.
No, and
they both went to college.
Where am I?
I know. I
it's
love
your
this book, but
five-star
I know.
Read too.
Apparently, I didn't fucking know anything about this book. Apparently, your 5-star read.
I know. That's fine.
No, it was Teddy. Teddy is her friend from college that got her the job, and then she knew she remembered her college roommate having a weird name, and that was Clementine. It was Emmy.
Oh yes,
remember? But like, yes. She was friends with her in college.
Right, right, right.
And she hadn't seen her in, like, I forget, like, 7 years at the time of this book, starting since college. But, yeah, that's the connection. But, like, even so, you're right. Like, they were all, like, childhood best friends. Like, they're a tight-knit group. But, like, I've seen tight-knit groups adopt people that haven't been with them the whole time.
Yeah.
And if she has enough time to develop a full-blown relationship that she's ready to, like, spend the rest of her life with this man, she has enough time to develop a couple friendships.
Yeah, what I will say that fell flat in this one for me compared to the other two is, as much as I love the ranch, get off of the fucking ranch. There's a whole town. Go to the bar. Go do something. Like, she only, like, the only time you really see her leaving is that, and then when she literally leaves.
Yeah.
Well, she was working there, too. She was working there and staying there. Mm-hmm. And she's just an awkward person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's a, you said it yourself.
No,
I
agree.
It's hard to make friends. She's like obviously a solitude person, like solitary person. That's how you say that, Gammy.
And I agree, but it like the juxtaposition of her having a man is, you know what I mean? The way she is with Wes is like, I don't know. It's like you're not that, you know what I mean?
But hold on, because I think, like you said, I think you're both being hypocrites. Because I think, like you said, right?
I'm giving her so much side eye right now.
She has unearthed trauma from not being enough. So she's a solitude person. She has this trauma from these past relationships that obviously were isolating for her. So of course it's going to be hard for her. And you also don't know the dynamic in that last marriage. So is her dependence on a man, right? Like, is her dependence on a man and her being like only surrounded by Wes and making everything about Wes stemming from past trauma? Is that like a past trauma response? Like, I think that's possible.
I'm not disagreeing
that it's not. It's just like, I don't know, realistically, like for me to be the same way she is, as much as I love my partner, there's times where like, get the fuck out of the room. Leave me alone. Get away from me. You know what I mean? Like when you're that kind of person, you know, like it, I think, for to be someone in solitude who claims that that's how she is and she never, you can't be with people 24/7.
Yeah. Well, you I don't can't. Think she actually is that. I think she's convinced herself that she is because she was so isolated as a result of her marriage. But even growing up, like she had some isms with like being friends with girls. Like she
was
well,
she valid.
With that.
I'm not saying any of it's wrong. I just agree with Liz that I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it would have, the way you're saying she fell flat, it would have really redeemed her character.
Yeah. I think it would have made her more of a well-rounded person to me rather than like the main character of a woman romance.
Who solely exists.
A romance book character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think she really is like fully that. Like she's not just Wes's girlfriend or whatever you want to call her to me. Like she is her own person. And I do think she definitely gets some self-worth out of her job and like has her own like thing. Like she likes who she is. She just doesn't think other people do. So I would have liked to have seen that. Like, dude, other people actually like you. It's your past relationships don't define that.
I wish that you would have seen her with the rest of the ranch more.
Yeah.
Because it felt like she was so isolated within that house that, like, if they didn't come to the house, she didn't really see them. Like, she avoided Amos and Wes when she lived in the house.
Yeah.
So, you're spending all this time avoiding them. I just would have liked to see it more.
Yeah.
Everything she did was valid. I don't disagree with the character that she was. Just some things that I would have liked to have seen.
Like to see.
Even if you expanded the book, made it longer, or gave them a second book. I just wanted to see her character grow a little bit. You know, like a second epilogue or something.
Yeah, I think she could have been the most interesting, too. And I mean, I'm biased because, again, I think city girls are just the shit. You know what I mean? So I feel like she would have brought such a cool, like, dynamic to this primarily country setting. I think she could have been like, oh, my God.
Is she's the only one in the city from the city in the series?
Yeah, the other ones just leave for school and then come back.
Live there, left, came back. But she's the only one that is just like completely outside and from the city. You know what I mean? So I thought she could have brought like a really cool, eclectic kind of vibe to the friend group. And I would have liked to see that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's a few things, too, where she was like, she definitely had that I'm not like other girls vibe, but like at the same time is like, I'm not really not like the other girls. I just say that I am like to be more secure about being different than other people.
Yeah.
I just want to say
validate the fact that I think they don't want to be around me. It's not because I'm not.
I just have to say
I'm not like them, you know,
it's okay.
Rather than it's saying there's something wrong with me. Yep. I'm not like them.
Yeah. It's okay to not like Taylor Swift and still be a girly girl. I just want to put that out there for my fellow non-Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah,
she's really fine. Like I don't hate her.
She's just not for me.
It's just not my type of music. It's okay to not like Taylor Swift and still be a girly girl. That's all. That's all I had to say. That bothered me. You have a Taylor Swift sticker on your...
I have several Taylor Swift stickers.
Oh, okay. So you're that Swiftie. Person. Are you really?
I am.
Oh.
First of all, that was very girls girl of you, bitch.
I'm kidding.
That was not very girls girl of you,
bitch.
I'm
not like the other girls.
Girls can just love and appreciate their friends for whatever their interests are, even if that is Dungeons and Dragons or Taylor Swift or both of them. Okay, horse. Okay.
I didn't say it was
anyway.
Good. My God. I like some of her songs. I'm just not.
My God. My God.
I'm not saying, hey, man, enjoy what you enjoy.
You very much are taking everything we say as attacking today. And we are not.
It's because we hate her.
Because I'm by myself. I'm all by myself.
Then do better.
I know. Obviously. I need new friends.
What? So you know too much. You can't go anywhere, bitch.
I know. Literally, I'm trapped. Save me. Help me.
No one's gonna help you. Bailey looks like she wants help. For those of you not watching on YouTube, I am puppy sitting and she is currently staring into the camera. Oh, she's gone again. Never mind.
Bye.
So,
all right, we did a lot about characters. Do you guys feel like we've covered this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the characters were 90% of this book.
Yeah. So, like, I know we talk about, we use the call pile system. Mm-hmm. That kind of gets into the atmosphere. Right. Like we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah. I think we all mentioned like we would have liked to have seen a bit outside of Blue Rebel Ranch. Is that correct?
Yep. But I feel like this is going to sound crazy. I feel like country life isn't much outside of their small town. Is that a fair statement? I mean, like, I don't know.
I kind of like I disagree because they're a young crowd, which means like. Even in the other books, for example, like in Emmy's book, the bars really...
Just that one bar. Though.
Like
there's one bar
obviously
in town.
There's not a lot of things. But, you know, I feel like when it's a small town, you know, like there's... It's not like here where you can... There's so many different places. And you know, I could have went to 20 places that you'll never be in your lifetime because it's so big. It feels like they're like...
Yeah,
they all
that's what I'm
there.
Saying.
You have to hit the
there's
same
like
things.
Not much...
So I feel
there,
like they should have been a little more...
Yeah, without driving for a couple of hours to go somewhere with multiple options.
Right. So
you have the same, like, you go to the same bars, you go to the same restaurants, you go, like, you know everybody in town. That's definitely. Right.
So I think like I just wanted, I think I just wanted to see the town more.
Yeah, we do,
because
though,
I Teddy's don't book. Feel like I was introduced to it as
but
much.
But we're not talking about Teddy's book.
We do see that in Teddy's book, but it was still small. And still I didn't feel like just don't vibe with that. You know what I mean? Like
Teddy's
you said,
book, I feel like only introduced really like one new place.
Yeah. I was just like,
So I kind of wanted to see the town more. And I thought The Outsider would have been the perfect opportunity.
So like,
yeah,
for Wes
yeah.
to kind of take her around yeah. and show her a little bit.
Yeah.
It would have made an interesting, like, additional cast of characters, too. Like, even if they're, like, tiny little mentions. Like, this
didn't
is the guy
get,
who
like,
runs.
A storekeeper?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. There's a carpenter did, right? that's, yeah, like, yeah. mentioned twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just something to build out
You're thinking
the town.
Of a different book, I think.
No, there's
like,
a carpenter.
No, it's mentioned, but the way, like.
They went shopping?
Yeah, but I think.
They just talked to her on the phone in this book.
I feel like you see that store particularly more in a different book.
Mm, yeah.
I think it's Emmy's
Aggie?
Book.
Her name is Aggie, I think.
I think so. Oh, that's Teddy's book. Right?
The carpenter's name is Aggie.
Yeah.
I would kind of read them it. All one after the other. So I read them all one after the other. So I don't know. I would have liked to see the town more. But that yeah. part, like the atmosphere of the ranch was perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would agree it was perfect in just this one.
Yeah.
But after reading all three. It was yeah. perfect. It was exactly what I would think of yeah. for a ranch.
It was That's sweet. Fair. It's yeah. like, it was a really lovely backdrop for what the story was.
Yeah.
And I think that's all there really is to say about this setting for me.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm.
What about the world building? There's not much.
I mean, yeah, it's the ranch in Wyoming. That is what it was. But, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, that comes down to the ranch being so small and the group being so close.
Well, the ranch is
there
huge.
Wasn't, the ranch
well,
is
yeah,
mad.
But I
the
mean,
ranch
like, is huge. Like the group, you know, the inner circle of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all so small.
I love a good inner circle, though.
Yeah.
We do.
I love a good inner circle.
It didn't feel like you could have.
That's not dirty. I don't know why.
Not the dirty way. The dirty way.
Maybe the dirty way.
But also, like,
yeah.
in this case, not the dirty way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
yeah. I mean, I think that kind of hits it. What about the writing style for you guys?
There was a few times the writing style took me out of this.
Really?
Like, the beginning of chapters, when she would switch perspectives, she would have the main character's inner monologue, like, either Wes or Ada, like, say something that was so blatantly obvious and just a restating of whatever happened in the last chapter that I would be like, okay, like, this feels unnecessary to me. And a few times that really, like, jarred me out of, like, the romance of it all. But other than that, like, it was fine.
I
like,
think
I thought
that
it was
goes
sweet.
For, I have a thing. I don't like when dual point of views talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
From their point of views. And I get that kind of, like, contradicts the point of the dual point of view. But I just, like, I feel like as the author, make an important decision on who's more important. Like, whose
perspective.
Yeah, is more important in that yeah. situation. But don't give me it twice. Mm. It feels like a reread.
That's interesting.
I think you can give me their afterthoughts, you yeah. know, like show me what happens in whose eyes you felt like was most important. And then this, like the chapter after is when you can expand on what character you felt like their mentality was the most.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when it feels like you're retelling the same story to me. It just loses me.
That's what bothers me about that. Yeah. I don't need things retold to me. If you're going to give me a different perspective, like there's needs to be a reason for it. Like I'm okay yeah. with hearing the same thing twice. But, like, not just to retell it. Like, there's got to be something in addition to it. And I feel like that wasn't the case for most of these chapter starters. What do you think?
I loved it. So, I liked seeing that he was very much very head over heels for her.
Yeah.
And that she was reserved. So, I thought the dual POVs were good for me in that sense. I don't mind reading the same thing twice, especially when it's giving me an insight into someone else's brain. And as someone who chronically overthinks things, I think that if I could have this in real life, that would be so good for me. Like seeing the way I interacted with someone and then go home and be like, oh my God, I am the most awkward, shitty human being in the world. Why did I ever say that? Oh my God. If I could also see it from the other person's point yeah. of view and then be like, she's cute. This is fine. She's quirky. I'd be like, okay, thank God. You know? Yeah.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like if it's additive, if we're learning
what
something
she's
new, then yeah.
She feels like some parts of it weren't necessary.
Yeah, like,
not
I feel
necessarily
like we're just rehashing.
It was, I think it was worth it. It was, especially with, like, their story being so centered around just them two.
Yeah.
Versus where some of the other stories kind of hit more characters. Them two was, like, almost just them two, it felt
yeah.
like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. it was worth it to do the dual point of view. It's just there's some parts where it was, like, you didn't have to
Yeah, you didn't have to tell me that one like paragraph in the beginning where you just said the same thing again.
Too though that this is the second book. We started in on the second book, and that's because the second book was like my favorite.
Yeah,
but you can read them out of order.
You can read them out of order. You don't need to do it in order. And this one, I mean, it was very much just them two, whereas all of the other books explore different relationships throughout, like everyone.
Yeah.
So this one is unique in that sense. I would say we don't know about the fourth one yet, but every other book really does explore heavily in other people's relationships and the dynamics between.
Yeah, I think
people.
If you maybe if so you the read the other POVs, ones, you might even raise your rating a little bit for
this. Yeah.
Okay. You would get it a little more, you know?
I feel like if a book should be able to stand on its own, though, like in the way that you guys say it should, then it should be able to. I shouldn't have to read other books to understand it more.
Which is true, but it always gives an advantage.
Yeah. I don't think understand it more, but love it more. If that makes sense.
Because you kind of start to love the characters
That's
more.
Fair.
Yeah.
So you appreciate the experience.
Right.
More. Yep.
Right. You see more about Wes, like before.
I'll give it a shot. I'll read another one.
Before Wes becomes like this man in this book, you see a little bit more in the other books.
Right. I do All not right. think this is going to be your favorite.
Which one? The first one?
I don't think this is going to be your favorite.
No, it's not. Because it's not really the genre that I gravitate towards. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy it.
I don't even really know which one would be.
This one's my favorite.
I think Cam and Dusty are going to be my favorite. And I know that one's not even
out
yet. I do
too when it finally comes out. But yeah. But I
don't even know why.
Out of the three that's out right now, it's like Teddy.
Because Cam is a really cool character. Yep. We're getting back to characters again.
Well, because that's 90% of this book.
Yeah, I know. The whole book.
Yeah. Should we talk about the plot or lack thereof?
Yeah, I don't think there's much plot in this one.
The plot is a romance.
I think the plot was the characters.
Yeah. And like in the first book, like Wes struggles to find his spot on the ranch. And so this one where he's like, I have found my spot on the ranch. That's kind of where the plot continues. But you don't need that. Like, it's not, that's really not what the story is about. Like, this story isn't necessarily fully about that. But the plots do interconnect throughout the books. This book, though, the plot was just Ada and Wes's relationship and Wes finding a spot on the ranch with the rest of the family who does all of these incredible things. And he made a little home, which was cute. It was cute. But nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And I think when you really like think about it, after you read all three, I think you'll understand more of what I'm saying. I don't particularly feel like Wes was that close with anybody on the ranch.
Yeah.
So although I don't like this theme, they're kind of both them kind of people that don't get themselves too close to everybody. Like, yes, they're his brothers and his dad and his sister. So obviously he has that relationship. But he has no best friend, like Gus does with Dusty. You know, like, or with Tyler. Not Tyler. What's his name? What's Emmy's boyfriend's name?
They call him Brooks in this book. But that's his last name, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Cam had any of them, like, this is my person relationships.
Yeah.
Like Teddy and Emmy or something.
Yeah, I don't think there was much of a plot other than, like, boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, girl takes her time getting there, and ta-da.
Yeah.
And then sex.
Sex. Yeah. Good sex.
Do we want to talk about the sex real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm such a fucking sucker. Like, when they were, I know. When they were in the kitchen of the very populated house.
Yes. With the popcorn.
With the popcorn. Oh my God. That was so hot. Do you remember that?
I don't even think I really remember
the sex. Yeah. And then
it was so, like, not an important part of that book that I don't really
Amos
remember a lot
came
of the sex.
In, right?
Yeah, because the microwave button went off because she was making popcorn because she was watching a movie that they were joking about earlier in the book.
That bitch up on the counter.
And she was, of course, you know, she had just taken the everything shower. I love the reference to the everything shower.
Yes.
Let me just say that.
Lila Sage, I think, is a girl's girl. She gets it. Yeah.
It was like girl things in that book without, like, some girl thing. Like, you left us out, like, the close best friend relationship, but you did give us, like,
The everything shower, with the face mask.
My Lexapro makes it hard for me to get aroused. Like, that was a very girl's girl. Like,
they were very real people.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, and I really did like that. But like that, of course, it was right after an everything shower that the first real sexual encounter happens. Other than the
makeout
session,
that's literally the point. The everything shower, especially, like, you know, you're getting ready for like your first date, or like in this instance,
like, just in case, you know,
in case. I'm not gonna fuck them, but just in case.
Hey guys, so like, when you were young, did you like just shave everything when you were going to a concert? Just in the just off in chance.
Just in case Harry Styles.
Like you were going with your parents, but you were still like, I mean, like just in case.
I have to shave everything. Just in
you
case.
Never know.
The band might invite me.
I think
backstage.
I do that if I go 12. Anywhere. When you compare me, like, you know, I don't want to make you guys sound bad, but when you compare me to you guys, I've only been with one person my whole life. Mm-hmm. One person. Aww. But still, I'll go out places and I'll be like, damn, I should shave and I should exfoliate and I should.
Just,
and
you never just know.
Like,
why?
Like, for what? Like,
well,
the same
know.
Fucking person who always looks at me is who's going to be looking at me. But it's
she's
just
keeping
like,
it
in
fresh,
my head. Like, I have
but
to
you know what? Fresh. He appreciates that, I'm sure.
I don't care if he doesn't. I
don't really care. You
exactly.
We love it. That's amazing.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute because she's probably like, I'm not gonna fuck him, but like, just in case something happens,
just in case I'm gonna like shave my gooch.
The fucking video where she's like, "Let me see your boobies," and the mom's like, "Why?" And she's like, "I'm not gonna suck him."
Oh, yeah,
mom's feeding baby.
You've never seen that video? So, yes. It's so funny. The mom's like trying to wean her breastfeeding baby off, and the little baby's like sitting on her lap. Let me see your boobies. And she's like, why? And she's like, I'm not going to suck them.
Just in case.
Just in case.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just thinking about it.
Just, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. The thunderstorm sex, too. Oh. I love a good, like, rainstorm sex sesh. Jesus Christ. I'm all about that. It starts raining, and I'm like, oh.
For those not watching on YouTube, Gams just rubbed her right boob. Yeah, she did.
There's
it's on video.
No proof I did that.
Yeah, there's definitely not a 4K camera pointed at you right now.
Anyway, that I thought was good. I thought that was good. I thought they had some like pretty cute, spicy moments. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have sex at the end too in the house when they like
when
finally
it's done,
finish
think,
it?
Yeah.
When it's close to being done.
Which wasn't my favorite. I think
no, because it was like the third time they had hooked up at this point, so it was like a lot of authors just start to like.
Yeah,
we've heard this already.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think especially with them where it wasn't so important.
Yeah, it was about
like
the relationship.
They weren't meant to be that steamy. It was more of like
wholesome, cute. Like,
dude, I did love the group chat like going off during the thunderstorm thing when they were all like, roll call, check in, and Weston
and
answer.
Weston
and then he finally did. She's like, yeah, you're just fine. And they're all like, protection, baby.
Yeah. I was like, that's so...
That had me cackling.
Real.
I really
like,
liked
that was real.
It.
That
oh,
was
God,
a real
yeah,
relationship.
Because you know that's the shit we do to each other.
We
like,
do.
Everyone's safe. Why didn't you answer? Nice.
Yeah, literally. Literally. It's so good. Mm-hmm. That was good. I like that.
Do you guys have highlights? Because I have two parts. Like,
no, tell us your highlights. I want to hear them.
So it's kind of like random and stupid. And it was part of the girls' night, but it's not the girls' night part that I remember. I fucking loved when she pressed the flowers in the girls'
night. Oh, yes.
Aww.
I thought that was the sweetest thing. And like, I love that she, after she heard about Wes's mom and why he wanted to do the house, I love that she so heavily like tried to involve his mom in the ranch.
That was
you know
really
what?
Cute.
Like, it was so sweet.
I had to take back my Bechdel test thing. They talked about curtains. They had one conversation that wasn't about a man.
True.
Although they talked about Wes's mom, so I don't know. It's like,
but that's centered about a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's about her. You know what?
I think that's more family centered, so
it counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, Lila Sage.
My other highlight was when, like, I loved, because you always see, like, they chase them. I love that when she left, he let her leave.
Yes.
I love that. And another book that I just read and I fucking love that did that. Was Hannah Grace did it in Daydreams.
Okay.
Like when the main character Henry needed space, you know, like she didn't blow his phone up. She didn't text him. She was just like, he'll come when he's ready. I love how realistic that is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be in your fucking face and try to make you love me because you're just going to hate me if I do.
Okay, so I'm crazy.
I love that.
I'm crazy, obviously. Like, why do you love me? What is wrong? What did I do? I'm too anxious for that shit. I am definitely the one who's like, I know you said space, but like, is it because you hate me? Or is it because like, there's something going on
and
with you?
And that's not always like, bad. It's not bad when you know the character needs that.
Yeah.
But I love that in this book, like this book specifically, you could tell she didn't need that. And he knew her well enough.
Yeah,
no.
That
like,
was
I have to let her go. She'll come
I
back
also,
when she's ready.
Yeah, I also loved that he knew she was going to come back. And he just needed to give her the space to
he's
like
I know where
it.
We are, and she just needs to work through it.
Yep.
And I love her.
That was very
it.
Sweet.
That was cute.
I did like that.
That was really cute.
And I love that she recognized that, too, that she couldn't leave because she knew it. And she was just like, he's going to let me go. Like, he knows this is what I need. So, like, I have
so,
to go back.
You know what actually bothered me about that? Not to, like, go back to bagging on this, but, like, I don't think it's out of character for her to run. I hated when she ran. And I knew it was like a good point for the book. Like it made it a little dramatic that she left and like right at the end of her project. But like her whole point of being there was that this job was a huge opportunity for her. And for her to like run at the final hurdle for like presenting this job to people and not like after the meeting when like Wes is talking to her about any sort of future and anything like that bothered me. Like I don't
know. That's fair. I think that's fair. Cause that was like the most important thing to her. This whole book was that project. So for when it's finally
and like for herself,
so important, you ran away.
Literally for herself and for her business and her career. Like this is what you worked so hard for.
I think it was bothersome,
but I understood it.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like, it wasn't like a tour for people coming to stay. It was a tour for the family. Mm-hmm. And she had already felt like they were trying to pull her in so much.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I agree that it was like frustrating in terms of your career was the most important thing this whole time. But it made complete sense in the fact, like the person that she was as far as pulling away from relationships and important things.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I'm half and half on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's valid.
All right. I think the only thing we have left on our call pile list is overall enjoyment.
You guys know my stance. Overall, I enjoyed the shit out of this book.
You know what? I loved it. I did too, despite like all of my issues with it. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, we tear this apart because we're talking about it on a podcast, but like overall, I actually really enjoyed this. I thought it was
It's a really sweet book. Like, if you need a quick, sweet, feel good book, this is definitely a good one to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that's not going to stress you out, too.
Right. And like, if you're thinking about like, I didn't necessarily love cowboy romances before this, and I really still think that this book is the exception. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, it's definitely not in the genre that I usually read, and I still found it so enjoyable and so lovable. Mm-hmm. Very lighthearted, very easy, very quick. And it's just, it's an all around really cute love story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, dude. Definitely. So if you guys read Swift and Saddled or really any of the Rebel Blue Ranch books, you should let us know what your thoughts are. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know, do you guys share the same sentiments as me? Or are you guys leaning a little bit towards Pooh and Liss over here? And what would you rate this book? Let us know. We want to know. Do you agree with our rating systems?
I would love to know.
How do you guys rate your books? Like, who do you align with more in terms of rating these books? And do you DNF books? Do you DNF them? Do you not put the time and energy in? Do you like know in like 10 pages that you're like, no, this book's trash. I'm not reading it. It's not for me.
I can't do that.
I can't do it. Let us know. We want to know.
I don't DNF, but sometimes I postpone.
That's valid.
Sometimes I think like I have to, because I read so many different things. If I'm not, especially fantasy, I have to have a certain level of appreciation at the time. If my brain is too turned off, I'll be like, not right now.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm going to put this down because I can feel so much just happened that if I was in the right space, I would have felt it and I didn't feel nothing. Yeah. So I need to put this away.
I'm with you. The one true DNF that I can think of, I'm going to pick back up. So like, I don't even know if I can say that I have.
Not I.
Yeah, no. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I know there's been at least like one.
I do have a bunch on my like currently reading list that I've started and I've closed them and put them back on my shelf. They are to be opened at a later time.
The spell shop that's on my Yeah, what's it called? And that other one, that vampire one you guys tried to
We're gonna fight over that one. We're gonna do this as an episode. Yeah. Gammy and I are gonna do a hear me out, like just attacking Pooh for not finishing The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Clarissa Broadbent because we both loved that book.
Maybe I wasn't in the right appreciative mindset.
That's fair. It's right there. It's on my shelf.
You can just take it.
It's also on Kindle.
It's on Kindle.
It is on Kindle.
Yeah. Do we have anything else?
No.
For the peoples at home?
No, I don't think so. I think that was a really good episode.
Well, thank you guys for listening to us rant and ramble. We love you guys so much, and we're so glad that you're a part of our book club.
Yeah. Welcome to the shit show. I'm going to go take an everything shower now. See you guys.
Okay, perfect. Bye. Don't make me dance to a tune that you're humming. No, my body don't move like that. Don't make me pretend I don't see your shortcomings. You'll be running when I raise the black flag. Alrighty, that's a
wrap on another episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this one. We had a blast chatting about Swift and Saddled. It's one of Gammy's absolute favorites, as I'm sure you're aware by now. Let us know where you fall on the scale. Are you closer to Gammy's side of the camp, where this is an absolute 5-star read where you absolutely loved it? Or are you closer to me, where, you know, it gets a polite nod, but it's maybe not your favorite? You know, it's also possible you're somewhere in the middle, just like Pooh was. Wherever you land, we're glad you're here. If this is your first time tuning in, yes, we know our audio isn't perfect. Thanks to batch recording and me still learning the ropes, some of our earlier episodes have their quirks, but stick with us. It's already gotten better, and it's just going to keep improving. We are so, so grateful for all of the love and support that we've been receiving from you guys, especially over on TikTok with all those new followers. We are so overwhelmed by you guys. Thank you so much for all the love. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider giving us a rating and sharing this with a fellow book lover. It helps us grow and reach even more unhinged book lovers just like you guys. And as always, May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month, and we work gray for M. Please consider supporting the cause by donating to the National Brain Tumor Society. The link will be in the show notes. Alrighty, time for the good stuff. You can find us online. We are on Instagram at overbooked.opinionated. We are on TikTok at overbookedopinion. We're on Facebook at overbookedandopinionated. And you can join our book club on Fable. Finally, we have a website where you can find all of our full episodes, as well as links to our socials and all the other good stuff. Maybe even some behind-the-scenes tidbits at overbookedandopinionated.com. And until next week, may your cowboys be emotionally available, your book heroines a little unhinged, and your happily ever afters include a front porch kiss at sunset. See you next week, guys.